welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's yesteryear. Mark Levonier, your host for an hour of comedy. Later on, we enjoy the Jack Benny Show from 1954, but first, the Milton Berle Show with a salute to radio. An NBC broadcast from September 16th, 1947.
Milton Berle Show, with Bert Kelton, Jack Albertson, Arnold Stang, Mary Schiff, Arthur Q. Bryan, our singing star Dick Farney, the musical Ray Block and his orchestra, and yours truly, Frank Gallup. Ladies and gentlemen, this week sees the return to the air of many of the comedians we've missed during the summer. We now bring you a comedian no one wants to miss. They'd like to get him on the first shot, and here he is, Milton Berle.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Gallup, I'm horrified. Literally and veritably horrified at your intimation that people come here to shoot at me. You know very well, sir, that every single person in this audience is my friend. That's why before they get in here, they search for weapons by the ushers. Just a precaution. Miss me. I keep telling them to search the ushers. That's the way I like to start a program, with whimsical comedy. You know, nothing hokey. Well, Mr. Gallup, the big radio season is about to start, and soon all the comedians will be back.
Bill, do you mean there were no comedians on the air all summer?
Well, I was on all summer.
You haven't answered my question.
Mr. Gallup, I'm serious. Tonight we're welcoming back to the air my colleagues in comedy.
You mean they're going to do to the people all winter what you did to them all summer?
Yes.
Psychiatry's in for a big year.
Psychiatry, Mr. Gallup, you've been right alongside of me all summer. It hasn't had any effect on you. You look like a normal person, if you can find a normal person who wants to look like that. I'm sorry, Mr. Gallup, but don't try to match wits with me, because watch that ad-libbing, because that's what I'm famous for.
That and your 12 toes.
that's Jim Dandy. That's jazzy. That's clever, Mr. Gallup. Did you make that up out of your own head? I noticed some of the parts were missing. Some of the parts were missing. Oh, see, Mr. Gallup, don't start with me. I'll murder you.
You murder me?
Yes.
Oh, why, I'll cut you down like the hem on a last year's dress.
Oh, yeah?
Well, quiet, peasant.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Gallup, sir.
Burl, is that a dimple in your cheek, or is that the place where they blow up your head?
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Is that your mouth, or is that a new tunnel to Jersey?
That my mother. Well, I guess I stopped him. Go ahead, ad lib with me.
Bird, you couldn't ad lib a splinter if you were sitting on Charlie McCarthy's knee.
Miserable joke. Good audience. But no, Mr. Gallup, please. Now, will you please give me a chance? I mean that sincerely. I just can't stand here without saying something. The Republicans will want to run me for president. Say, the prices are where they are. It's no sin to lay an egg. Kidding aside, Mr. Gallup, tonight, Bob Hope's coming back on the air, and why, in a couple of weeks, I'll have more jokes than I can handle. You know, I'm starting to believe those wild rumors myself. But without further ado, let us welcome to the air the returning comedy shows with a salute to that great invention that has made it all possible, radio. Radio, mighty voice of the world. Radio, lifeblood of advertising. Radio, that wonderful invention where I can reach millions of people who fortunately cannot reach me. Radio.
But it is to the sad and lonely that radio gives its greatest service.
When you're in the depths of despair, you turn on your radio and hear these wonderful, comforting words.
Do you need money?
Are you hopelessly in debt today because you happen to like butter? Here's what to do. Wait a minute. What's this interruption?
Stop this program. Stop.
Stop the program? Well, who are you?
I, sir, am Livingston Genzel.
I don't blame you.
I'm with the National Broadcasting Company. Mr. Burl, why weren't you down in the main office this morning with the rest of the comedians who are coming back on the air?
The main office?
Yes. Before they could start a new season, they had to take the NBC pledge. You didn't.
New season? Don't be silly. I've been on the air all summer.
You... all summer? Yes. Over NBC?
Yes, I've been on all summer over NBC.
Oh, Mr. Burl, you're joking.
This is great. Here I've been on all summer and
Excuse me, let me check that. Where's the phone? Give me the head technician.
Look, you can take my word
for it. Hello, Schnauzer? Genzel on this end. Was Milton Berle on all summer? Berle. B-E-R-L-E. Really? Well, what do you know?
Well, satisfied?
He said you were on all summer.
I know.
But the microphones weren't on.
That's great. Well, let's get on with the show.
Sorry, Mr. Burl, you can't start the new season without taking the NBC pledge.
Now, look, we're in the middle.
Burl! Yes. In the next studio, we have Harry Horlick and his A&P gypsies just aching to take over.
Okay. Cast, actors, this way, please. All right, quiet. We're ready for the pledge, Mr. Genzel.
Thank you. Raise your right hands and repeat after me. I solemnly swear...
I solemnly swear...
to uphold the standards of NBC...
to uphold the standards of NBC...
I pledge on my honor never to tell jokes such as...
I pledge on my honor never to tell jokes such as...
your father's mustache...
your father's mustache...
parties given by Howard...
parties given by Howard...
views... the new Studebaker where you can't tell...
the new Studebaker where you can't tell...
which end is...
which end is...
which... should I violate this oath...
should I violate this oath...
may I live in eternal shame and disgrace...
may I live in eternal shame and disgrace...
on another network...
on another network...
so help me... Mary Margaret McBride.
Oh, help me, Mary Margaret McBride.
Thank you. And now will you join me in our network song?
Oh, NBC, oh, NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Our hearts and voice we pledge to thee, NBC, oh.
And Carlton born.
Oh, NBC, oh, NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Take it easy now. Take it easy, Mr. Genzel.
It always does this to me.
Take it easy.
I guess I'm just a sentimental old fool.
Mr. Genzel is such a nice man, isn't he? You know, this NBC's got such a big organization, and yet it has heart.
Come, Burl, let's not slobber.
Mr. Gallup, must I always be the fool and the clown? Can't I get a little mellow?
You're beyond that. You're gamey.
Mr. Gallup! I'm warning you, if you don't stop with that ad libbing,
yes?
You'll murder me.
Oh, kid around with Frank Gallup.
Yeah.
Burl... let's not forget one of radio's great contributions to the public, the news commentators.
Oh, I see, Mr. Gallup. And tonight?
You are H.V. Gabriel Burl.
Yes?
Ladies and gentlemen, H.V. Gabriel Burl.
Ah.
good news tonight, folks.
From an unusually reliable source, we learn that the unusually reliable source I quoted yesterday isn't very reliable. Usually. But as the president of Standard Oil said to the president of Mobile Oil, your gas is as good as mine.
The way he shakes all over there. I guess he drank some milk and he wants to get him malted. Ladies and gentlemen, you shake very well.
Really?
Yes, sir. That was Tomorrow, played today by Ray Block and the Philip Morris Orchestra. And Ray, may I add,
which I seldom can do, especially the dough I get on the show.
Ray, that was wonderful. I like the way the orchestra follows you from one racetrack to another. And now, let us continue our salute to radio as we present
Radio Forum Tonight. Radio Forum Tonight. The question: if you have a lady in the balcony, why tell Dr. IQ?
Thank you, Mr. Gallup. We're ready now for questions from the floor. Let's start here with this tall gentleman in the aisle teaching his girl how to swim. Young man, you have a question?
Yes. Mr. Burrow, this year my organization voted you the radio comedian most likely to succeed.
Oh, thank you. Tell me, who did you vote last year as the comedian most likely to succeed?
You. We'll keep trying.
Thank you. Let us go on. All right, this young man with the chinchilla sideburns. Young man, what is your name?
My name is Oxidol Sparkle.
It all sparkle?
Yeah, it's a soap. Everyone in my family is named after a soap. I got a brother named Ivory.
Ivory?
Yeah.
Why?
He's 99 and 44 100%.
99 and 41 400%. What?
We ain't found out yet.
You mean everyone in your family is named after soap that describes them?
Oh, sure. Even my baby brother.
I see. What's his name?
Duds.
All right, Oxidol, you have a question that has to do with radio.
Oh, yeah, I got a question, but you won't let me say what I want to say anyway.
Of course
I just have to open my mouth and you'll say I'm out of order.
No, I won't.
You ask a person to talk and then you try and muzzle them.
No, but I
what, are you an investigative committee or something?
No,
This is my country, and nobody can stop me from duty officers, my big bazoo.
I know, but
yeah, this is my country,
okay.
And I can yada-da-yada-da-yada-da till I'm blue in the face.
All right,
this is my country, and I can even flop my trap at Harry Truman.
Please.
Oh, shut up, you dictator.
Please, young man, don't jump at me. Now, please try to control yourself. Young man, if you have a question, let's have it.
Okay. Do I look like Gregory Peck?
Oh, please, sit down. Now, let's hear from the fairer sex. All right, this lady in the corner breading the codfish balls. Young lady, what is your name?
Tallulah Feeney. I'm a homemaker.
I see. And you have a question?
Yeah, how can I stop my husband Brentwood from bringing home them prizes from quiz shows? Our living room looks like a push cart.
Your husband brings home a lot of prizes?
We're loaded with electrical stuff. Washing machines, irons, vacuum cleaners. If you can plug it in, we got it.
Really?
Last week he went to take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it?
He took it, but they caught him.
He was eliminated?
Yeah, but he come back to win the giant jackpot.
He answered the question?
No, he had the biggest pot.
Good for him.
I met my husband Brentwood on one of them giveaway shows.
You did, eh?
Yeah, they blindfolded me and told me the first thing I touched I could have.
Yes?
I felt around and touched Brentwood.
You touched Brentwood? How come?
His nose was cold. I thought it was the knob on a refrigerator.
I see.
The thing that drove me nuts was when he went on Truth or Consequences.
He was on Truth and Consequences?
Ralph Edwards made him pretend for a week that he was a young housewife.
You mean for a week your husband acted like a young housewife?
It was murder. Every night after dinner, he got on my lap and pestered me for a mink coat.
And for acting like a young housewife, did he get a prize?
Yeah, they give him a book. It sure scared him.
What was the name of the book?
So You're Gonna Have a Baby.
Thank you, Mrs. Feeney. Thank you. And now, as a fitting climax to this forum, let us extend an official welcome to the programs returning to the air as we all join together and sing.
The comedy shows are back, it's true. Doodah.
Hoo-ha.
Holden, Allen, and Fibber McGrew.
Oh, hoo-ha, hey.
Oh, watch the comedian sing and dance. Doodah.
Hoo-ha.
Some will even drop their pants.
Oh, hoo-ha, hey.
Turn your radio on. Synchronize your clocks. You're stuck in the house until next June, listening for the yacht.
Hoo-ha.
Singing star Dick Bonney to sing.
Devil there, my sweet, devil's a dog. Will I hear those lovely words no more? Devil there. We sing as we sang before. In her eyes was a promise so tender, while her lips sang a song of surrender.
Wonderful.
Well, we've done a lot of joshing about radio tonight. I think it's time for some bouquets.
Flowers? Bouquets?
Yes.
Yes.
Frankly, I was quite proud this weekend when I read that at their first annual conference, the National Broadcasting Company and its stations announced that beginning January 1st, no mystery or crime programs will be heard on this network before children's bedtime.
Gee, that's fine.
Yes, they found that these programs overstimulate children, make them nervous. Haven't you found that so with your son, Junior?
I'm glad you asked me that. Good dovetailing. Just this week, What I went through with Junior, Mr. Gallup, let me tell you about it. My wife and I were home. Darling, this is awful. It's dark, and Junior's still out.
Junior, come home.
He's getting to be a regular lassie. Close the window, dear. It's no use.
Milton, we have to do something about him. This is the fourth night in a row he's gnawed through his leash.
It's those crime programs that he listens to. 4 a.m, he sneaks into our bedroom and holds lighted matches to the soles of my feet and yells, "Take that, Flatfoot."
Only get some sleep.
I know. He's the only kid in the neighborhood who has Benzedrine on his Wheaties. Oh, here he comes.
Say, Lord, woman, with their diamond rings. Please, I'm at
no. I'll teach you to stay out after dark.
Milton, you know what the doctor said about slapping Junior on the top of his head.
I was careful, dear. I avoided the point. Now, Junior, darling, sit down. Daddy has something to tell you.
Okay, take it slow and wait for your last.
Junior, you are not going to listen to any more of those crime programs.
Of course, you know this means I leave home.
Junior, I wish you wouldn't keep saying that. You build up Mommy and Daddy's hopes, but you never go. Now, Junior, get this. I want you to understand this. Starting tonight, you're going to get some sleep. Now, go to bed.
You're kidding.
No, go to bed.
Hey, Pop.
Yes.
I got news for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you set?
Yes.
Are you tuned in?
Yes.
I'm not going to bed.
Junior! You are going to bed, and that's final.
Okay. Clear the deck. Here it comes.
No, Junior, please. No, Junior.
Where's the gaslight?
Junior.
Where's the gaslight?
Junior.
Where's the gaslight?
Stop it!
What?
Stop it. Oh, what a child. Stop chewing on my shoes. Darling, this settles it. The first thing tomorrow morning, we're taking him to a child psychiatrist.
Excuse me, miss. We're the Burls. We have an appointment.
Of course. Dr. Clyde will be right out.
Junior, put your clothes back on. This is the waiting room.
Mrs. Burl, and this is Junior.
Junior! You see what we mean, Doctor?
Doctor, if he would only sleep.
Why, it's just an active imagination. Instead of the crime programs, let him listen to something soothing. A radio bedtime story. It'll lull his mind. Now I'll go in with him.
Watch yourself, Doctor. He's tricky.
Mr. Burl, I've handled hundreds of youngsters. Step inside, sonny.
Okay, folks, we're through. Let's go.
Well, Doctor, how did it go?
Fine. Quick, somebody, give me a cigarette.
Doctor, will he be all right?
Oh, everything is well. He's another nice boy.
Good, good. I'll bring Junior back to you tomorrow.
You're kidding.
No, I want you to see him every day.
No, not that. I'll kill myself. That's what I'll do. I'll kill myself.
No, wait a minute.
Don't you kill myself. Junior,
please.
Please, Doctor. Stop it. I've got to get back. You
Milton, it's almost time for that bedtime story Dr. Clyde suggested.
Oh, good, darling. Junior, come here.
What is it now?
Junior, sit down. We're all going to listen to a radio program. I'll turn on the radio.
This is station KLOP. And here, kiddies, is your old Uncle Sleepwell with another adventure of little Josephine in Bingo Bingo Land.
Look, Milton, Junior's eyes are closed.
Isn't he adorable?
Good evening, kiddies. Well, this is Uncle Sleepwell again. When we left little Josephine yesterday, she was walking through the jungle. Suddenly, she stopped and said...
Ah! What's that?
An elephant had stepped on little Josephine's foot. Slowly, it crushed her toes.
Oh, no. No, it's horrible.
Easy, Junior, easy.
Slowly, the elephant rolled over Josephine. One by one, her ribs snapped.
Mommy, hold my hand.
All around her, gleaming eyes of tigers, lions, panthers. And then they all sprang at her. They tore at her. She tried to run. There was no escape. What will happen?
Tune in again tomorrow, kiddies, and find out what happened to little Josephine. Pleasant dreams.
What will happen to little Josephine?
Junior, go to bed.
Bed? No, I'll see those gleaming eyes. Those breaking bones. No. What happened to little Josephine?
Yes, what happened to little Josephine?
Shame on you, darling. Now, take Junior to bed and stop acting like a baby. It was silly. It was only a bedtime story. It's a make-believe.
Come, Junior.
Oh, here's those eyes.
What do you like that? Imagine scaring kids like that. Where's that phone? I'll tell him something. Scaring children. Hello? Hello, station KLOP? Let me talk to Uncle Sleepwell. Yes. Hello, Uncle Sleepwell. I want to ask you something. What happened to little Josephine? Tomorrow? But I can't wait till tomorrow. I won't be able to sleep. Those gleaming eyes, those screams. Please, what happened to little Josephine? What happened to
The Milton Berle Show, on Tuned to Yesterday from September 16, 1947 on NBC. You're listening to an hour of comedy on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Coming up next, the Jack Benny program from December 1954. In it, you'll hear a reference to Jack Benny being on television that night, and he in fact was, alongside co-stars Don Wilson, Dennis Day, and Eddie Rochester Anderson in the famous Christmas shopping episode, which was performed annually on radio. This episode deals with the Palm Springs trip and heard on CBS on December 12, 1954.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Lucky Strike Program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight Jack Benny does another television show. But first, let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills. Our little star has decided to spend a couple of weeks in Palm Springs. So just as soon as he finishes breakfast, he's going to start packing.
Ah, that was a good breakfast. How about a little more coffee, Rochester?
No, thanks. I had enough.
I meant me.
Oh!
Yes, oh.
Here you are.
On second thought, Roch, I don't think I want any more. And anyway, it's about time we started packing.
Yes, sir.
And Rochester, not a word about our going to Palm Springs in front of Polly. You know how upset that parrot gets when she knows we're going away and not taking her with us.
Yeah.
Let's go in the other room and get started. Oh, hello, Polly.
Hello.
Well, boss, I better get out the bag and...
Bag?
Rochester.
Huh? Oh, yes. I'm going to get out the bag and put it in the vacuum cleaner and clean up your room.
Oh, yes. The bag for the vacuum cleaner.
And when the bag is full, we can start for Palmsprings.
Palmsprings. Vacuum cleaner.
That's right, Polly. That's spelled vacuum cleaner. Come on, Rochester. We better go in my room and start packing.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Polly, but you can't come in the room with us. All right. Don't get excited. Rochester, Polly doesn't want to be left alone. We better take her to my room, too.
But, boss, she'll see us take your suits out of the closet and your shirts out of the drawers.
She'll just think we're straightening up the room. Go ahead, bring her in.
Okay. Come on, Polly.
Bring her in.
Now, Rochester, take my blue suit, my gray suit, my tweed out of the closet. Huh?
But, boss, a tweed suit is much too heavy for Palmsprings.
P P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S. Vacuum cleaner.
Well, okay, never mind the tweed.
By the way, boss, are you going to stay at the same place you did last time?
Certainly.
Then I better keep these things together. Bathrobe, slippers, and flashlight.
Rochester, it's inside now.
Thank goodness. Once you stay at the place where we had to pack a bicycle.
Rochester, for your information, they don't have any more places like that in P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S.
P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S. Vacuum cleaner.
Well, Rochester, I guess we got everything I'll need. I'll get the phone. I'll take Polly with me. Come on, Polly. Daddy has to answer the phone. Quiet, Polly. Hello?
Hello, Jack. This is Mary.
Oh, what is it, Mary?
Jack, on your way over to pick me up, would you stop off at the store and get me a bottle of suntan oil?
What do you mean, stop off at the store? I'm bringing enough suntan oil for everybody.
I know, but you don't give green stamps.
I wasn't going to charge you for the oil. I was going to give it to you. When I bought it, the company guaranteed its quality.
I know, Jack, but after spinning your crankcase for 10,000 miles, it loses something.
Okay, I was just trying to do you a favor. Anyway, I'll pick you up in a little while. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, boss, I've got everything ready. Shall I close it up?
No, I want to check it first, see if I didn't forget anything. Now, Polly, you can't come into my room this time. Look, Polly, if you're lonesome, Daddy will turn on the radio for you. I'll get you some music. This is good enough. You'll like this, Polly. I'll be back soon.
This musical program is brought to you by the Palm Springs Biltmore Hotel, which is situated in the heart of the desert at the foot of the San Jacinto Mountains. For further information about our rates and facilities, just drop a postcard to the Biltmore Hotel in Palm Springs. P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Palm Springs. We will now continue with more musical selections.
P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S, Palm Springs. Palm Springs!
Polly! Polly, what's wrong?
Palm Springs, P-A-L-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S.
Polly! Polly, quiet! Quiet! Rochester, close the suitcase so we can get going.
Palm Springs.
Now, Polly, you can't go to that cabin. Rochester, take her in the other room.
Yes, come on, Polly. Come on, Polly.
Getting more human every day. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
Well, Dennis, it's about time you got here. Well, Dennis, are you all set for Palm Springs?
Well, I came over to tell you I can't leave today. I have to go have a tooth pulled.
A tooth pulled? Oh, that's a shame. Does it have a cavity?
No.
Well, does it ache?
No.
Let me see. Which tooth is it?
The one on my watch chain. I got thrown out of the Elks.
Dennis, stop being silly, and I want you to leave for Palm Springs today, so go home and pack.
Okay. Oh, say, Mr. Benny, is it all right if I take my mother to Palm Springs with me?
Well...
She's already bought a French bathing suit.
Your mother? Well, that's ridiculous.
Oh, no, it isn't. This morning she tried it on, and my father said she really looked French.
Really?
Yeah. Mr. Benny, who's General de Gaulle?
Dennis, go home and pack.
Don't you want to hear my song first?
Yes, yes. Let's hear the song.
Cantar se vuelve gitano cuando es para ti. Mi cantar hecho de fantasía. Mi cantar flor de melancolía. Oh, conserva el embrujo de los ojos moros. De rosas de suave fragancia que le dieran marco a la Virgen Morena.
Dennis, you know, they'll love it in Palm Springs.
Thank you.
Now, Dennis, when you go there, be sure to stay on Highway 99 so you won't get lost. Is it?
Oh, I'm not driving down.
Oh. You're taking the bus?
No.
The train?
No.
Are you flying?
No.
Well, goodbye, Dennis.
Goodbye.
I guess it's better not to know how he's getting there than to ask him and spoil my whole vacation. Now, let's see.
Well, boss, I've got all the luggage in the car.
Good. Come on, let's go. Are you sure all the lights are off and the doors are locked, Rochester?
Yes, sir.
Good. Okay, start the car.
Okay.
Maybe we got a little water in the gasoline.
I'd sell it if we had a little gasoline in the water.
Never mind. Try the motor again, will you?
Yes, sir.
The motor sounds as though it's going from bad to worse.
Sounds like it's going from here to eternity.
Rochester, don't be funny. Try it once more.
Okay.
The motor's not even catching. Maybe the battery's dead.
Can't be that, Mr. Benny. I put a new battery in yesterday.
A new battery? How much did it cost?
Nothing. I got it out of your flashlight.
Try it once more. There you are, Rochester. The motor's going. Back the car out of the garage.
Wait till that crowd gets out of the way.
All right, folks. Break it up. Break it up. Beat it. Beat it. Why do they always gather when we try to start the car? You can go, Rochester. They've gone now. Rochester, there's Miss Livingston's house. Put on the brake. That's good, Rochester. You stopped right in front of the house.
Yeah, and it only took us once around the block to do it.
I know. Now, keep the motor running. I'll go get Miss Livingston.
Hello, Jack. I'm all ready.
Good, Mary. I'll help you with your bags.
Thank you. Here they are.
Say, Mary, what beautiful luggage. Where'd you get it?
I bought it. Last week, I got $200 on a quiz program.
No kidding. On a quiz program?
Uh-huh. I was picked out of the whole studio audience because I worked for you.
Uh-huh. You see, Mary? Doesn't hurt being on my program. What question did you have to answer for them to give you $200?
No question. They just felt sorry for me. The Heartline call with food for a month.
Oh, don't be so funny. Now, come on, Mary, let's go.
Okay. Let me lock the door, will you?
Rochester, put Miss Livingston's bags in the car, will you?
Yes, sir. Now, let's see. Where can I put them?
Jack, you're only going to be away for 2 weeks. Why have you got all that luggage piled on top of the car?
That isn't luggage, Mary.
And what is it?
A tent. We'll have to camp twice between here and Palm Springs.
Oh, stop, Rochester. That's not why we're carrying it.
Then why are you carrying it?
The tent? Never mind. Now, Rochester, are we ready to go?
Yes, sir. I put Miss Livingston's luggage in the trunk.
Now, let's relax and have a pleasant drive.
Rochester, turn on the radio, will you please?
Yes, ma'am.
Remember, folks, there's our holiday special. We are currently featuring a platinum necklace with a 4-carat diamond pendant for only $9,500. This can be purchased on our easy layaway plan of only $1 down and $1 a week until they lay you away. And now back to the musical portion of our program. For our next number, we will hear the Sportsman's Quartet. We were supposed to have the ink spots, but we felt sorry for the Sportsman.
Why do they feel sorry for everybody who works for me?
Alouette, jante, alouette. Alouette, jante, fumere. Alouette, light a cigarette. Talky stripes, just say me bonjolet.
Jette the plumeray, la tête, light a lucky alouette.
Jette the plumeray, la tête, light a lucky alouette.
Alouette,
alouette,
cigarette,
cigarette. Ah, alouette, puff a cigarette. Made a fine tobacco, ooh la la. Alouette, gentle alouette. Wrote the letter to her dear papa.
Here is what the letter say. Send more Luckies right away.
Son of a gun, but Eskimos, they smoke Luckies too, you know.
Eskimo.
Eskimo.
Smoke, you know.
Smoke, you know.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Cigarette.
Cigarette.
They all like.
They all like.
Lucky strike.
Lucky strike.
Oh, alouette, puff a cigarette. She is just as happy as can be. We are Luckies made of fine tobacco.
Living with the ice and snow, we're so very glad to know.
She's as happy as can be, we said L-S-M-F-T.
M-F-T.
M-F-T.
We agree.
We agree.
Eskimo.
Eskimo.
Smoke, you know.
Smoke, you know.
Alouette.
Alouette.
Cigarette.
Cigarette.
They all like.
They all like.
Lucky strike.
Lucky strike. Ah, alouette, puff a cigarette. Cruising long and lots of Barbie kites. In the north, so many light up Luckies. That's what
makes me more than mine. Say, we're making pretty good time today.
You're right, Miss Livingston. We just passed through Pasadena.
Gosh, I wonder why the traffic is so thick.
It's people still coming home from last year's Rose Bowl game.
Last year's Rose Bowl game. You know, Mary, sometimes I think
Excuse me, Mr. Benning.
What is it, Rochester?
We're getting kind of low on gas.
We are? We'll pull in that gas station on the corner there.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes, we'd like some gas.
Yes, sir. Would you like regular or ethyl?
Let me see. I wonder what would be best for this car.
Blood.
Mary, please. I'll take the regular.
Fill it up?
Well, no. Put in about 3 gallons.
For heaven's sake, Jack, why don't you fill it up?
Mary, 3 is enough.
But you'll have to stop at another gas station for more. Now, why don't you fill it up?
Well, all right. Fill it up, mister.
Oh, boy, wait till I tell the boys at the lodge about this.
Never mind, Rochester. Go ahead and fill the tank, mister.
Yes, sir.
Jack, what do you plan on doing in Palm Springs?
Well, I think I'll just rest, relax, and one, have a good time. I'm going to take a dip in the two swimming pool every morning and then play a round of three golf after that. That way I'll get plenty of four sun. And in the afternoons, I'll just relax and five, rest till dinner time. There's so many good places to six, eat in Palm Springs, like the Dunes Dollhouse and down the beach, seven Comers and lots of others. Some nights I may go on eight and... For heaven's sake, that's enough gas! Stop already! Gee whiz.
Okay, mister, now I'll check your oil and tires.
Good.
Hey, mister, do you know you got a big hole in your right rear tire?
I know.
Well, how come it doesn't go flat?
Because the tire was filled up in Los Angeles.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
The smog is too thick to leak out.
Yeah.
Hey, mister, I can sell you a new set of tires, very reasonable.
Not right now. You see, they're making so many improvements in tires these days, I'll wait a little while longer.
Well, I've got the latest thing right here, tubeless tires.
We're way ahead of that. We got tireless too.
Never mind, Rochester. Just check the oil, mister.
Yes, sir. Well, the oil is okay, but I noticed the pulley on your generator is cracked. Now, you better get a new one or you'll have lots of trouble.
Well, okay, put one in. Well,
I'm sorry, but we don't have any parts for this car.
Oh. Well, is there a Maxwell dealer in this town?
Yeah.
Where?
In the cemetery.
Well, it'll be all right. Now, how much do I owe? What's that?
I owe silver! Away!
Hey, that's how Dennis is going to Palm Springs. Well, what do you know? Say, mister, how much do I owe you?
That's $2.50.
Okay, I'll...
Oh, excuse me. Here comes another customer. Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Fill it up.
Well, Bob!
Why, Jack, hi. Hello, Mary. Hi, Rot.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, Mr. Crosby.
Excuse me, mister. You want regular or Ethel?
Ethel, please.
Gosh, Bob, isn't it a coincidence? We're all on our way to Palm One Springs, and we needed the same gas to save...
Jack! Stop counting. It's Bob's car.
Oh, yes, yes. I forgot. Gee, Bob, it's a shame that you have to make the drive all alone.
I'm not alone.
Huh?
Oh, look in the back, don't you see? Remley, Kimmick, and Bagby, they're laying there.
Oh.
Bob, you only mentioned Remley, Kimmick, and Bagby. Isn't Sammy, the drummer, coming to Palm Springs?
Well, Sammy's coming, sure, but not until just before we do our broadcast there. See, he hates the sun.
Why?
Well, you know how bald Sammy is, and he doesn't like his scalp to get sunburned.
Well, can he wear a hat?
Oh, no. If he covered his head, he'd lose the $50 a week a distillery pays him.
A distillery? A distillery pays him $50 a week not to cover his head?
Yeah. They've got Don't Be Vague, Say Hig and Hig painted up there.
Well, they couldn't have picked a better head than Sammy's. It's shaped like a pinch bottle.
Bob, you know, this is none of my business, really, but if the boys in the band are such a bunch of hoodlums, why don't you get rid of them?
Funny, Mary. I asked Bob the same thing last week, and he told me that their private lives are their own business.
That's right, Mary, and these boys have a lot of experience.
Yeah. Bob told me that his boy spent 2 years with Wayne King.
No, Jack, not Wayne King, Waste King. They used to install them.
By the way, Bob, how come your wife isn't coming to the Springs with you?
Oh, she'll be up for the weekend, Mary. She's bringing the kids.
All five of them?
Yeah, all five, and the maid and the cook, too.
But won't it be hard finding hotel reservations for that many people?
Oh, I don't have to worry about that. Jack's renting me a tent.
All right, Mary, now you know. Are you happy? Come on, Rochester, let's go.
Yes, sir.
See you in Palm Springs, Bob.
Bye, bye, Mary.
Bye,
bye,
Bob.
Rochester, make this right turn here.
But Mr. Benny, we should go straight ahead.
Rochester's right, Jack. This isn't the way to Palm Springs.
Look, Mary, I know a shortcut. Rochester, turn here.
Yes, sir.
Jack, are you sure this shortcut takes us to Palm Springs?
Of course I'm sure.
But, Mr. Benny, we've been driving 3 hours since we left the gas station.
Yeah, and it's getting dark. We should have been in Palm Springs long ago.
Mary, I know what I'm doing. I've taken this road many times. And see, we're in the desert. See the sand?
Yeah, and I see the sign, too. Laguna Beach.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Rochester, you must have made a wrong turn. Now go back to the main highway.
Jack, look up in the air.
Where? It's only a bird.
B-A-L-M-S. P-R-I-N-T-S.
Well, what do you know? She's following us to Palm Springs. Hello, Polly.
The Jack Benny Program on Tuned 2 yesterday from the 12th of December, 1954 on CBS. And that wraps it up for this hour of comedy on Tuned 2 yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levonier. Thanks for tuning in.